Just probably took a little bit of the shine off it, letting her try in the last sort of 10 minutes. But I thought for the best part of the game, we defended really, really well. It got a little bit scrappy at the start of the second half, but scored some good tries. I thought our defence come up with some good defence that we converted back into tries. And I think one of the highlights today for everyone will be sending some of the guys off from the stadium in the right manner. Obviously, Joel Monahan's had a great day to remember.
Yeah, and the fans have thoroughly enjoyed it. Richie, would you have much to say in the dressing room when you're leading 26 points to nil at the break? It's fun in the sun, as we say, and everything going seemingly swimmingly.
Yeah, I think keep it going and let's have the pride in our defence, try and keep them out and try and go for the big zero if we can. And we weren't too far away from that. I think that was the key message at half time. And hold on to the ball for as long as you can and we will come up with some points. And we got, like I say, we got off to a somewhat scrappy second half, but we got back on track and I thought we scored some magnificent tries.
Lots of pluses, Rich, none more so than the young fullback, Jack Johnson. I think it was his third appearance. He looked so much at home.
He scored a great try and he's looked very comfortable at the back. He's been in the right place at the right time, picking balls up, and played with a lot of composure for such a young man coming into a team that hasn't been performing well over a number of weeks. So I think Jack's acquitted himself very well. I think during the course of the year we've probably played more younger guys than we thought we would have had to at times, and we're hoping that that'll be real valuable experience for those guys moving forward. But Jack's certainly got his career off on the right foot.
The coaching staff were telling us earlier in the week, Rich, that lads probably might have to play injured as well, and that's just, I don't know whether they've actually had to do that, but I guess there's no rugby player goes out fully fit. But it's just an indication, is it, of the squad, the character that you've got here, if that was the case.
Well, I think it's the varying degrees of fitness as well. Yeah. Darryl Clark in particular were really struggling to make this game, and he stuck his hand up and got on the training park for the last two sessions, even though we were far from 100% fit, and he started to feel his injury during the course of the sort of first 15-20 minutes. But earlier on the week, just having the bodies was valuable. We were looking at two or three of these guys, Ryan Atkins, Joe Monahan himself, were very, very doubtful to play. So yeah, they've come through and, as I say, stuck their hand up at the right time, and I think showed a great attitude at a time of the year, and given the way our season's panned out, when it might have been a little bit easier to to find the injury bed and not make it this weekend. So I thought that sort of galvanised the team towards the end of the week.